T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, simply put, the greatest closer in the history of baseball. And he's back in the Bronx on behalf of the Hartford's Junior Fire Marshal Program to help educate students on fire prevention and safety. And we're talking about the great Mariano Rivera. Mariano, Joe and Evan, how are you?
Mariano, how are you? We lost Mariano
we
now?
We lost him.
Should I do the read, Denon?
Yeah, man.
Would that make you feel good? No?
You know, I'm making a read.
Oh, okay. When in doubt, go to the read.
Dove happy.
But I think we got Mariano. Mariano, you with us now?
That's funny.
We got him now. Mariano Rivera joining us now. Mariano, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Tell us about what you're doing in the Bronx on behalf of the Hartford.
Oh, man, what I'm doing, we're doing here in the Bronx, representing Hartford, is that we're teaching the kids about fire safety, and which is important. And tell you what, man, these kids are energized here. They're screaming. They're rolling. They're doing good. So, I mean, it's something that we take serious, and it's a great program.
Yeah, I mean, how could they not be, pumped up? You're there. I mean, come on. I mean, let me ask you this. You've been retired a couple of years now. I mean, how's retirement? You enjoying retirement or do you miss playing?
The retirement is great, man. I don't miss playing, you know. See, if I was playing, I wouldn't be able to do this stuff on events like this.
Right.
They really, really changed the life of many people. So, I mean, retirement is great. Helping others and allow me to do many things that I wanted to do. So, I mean, it's good.
Because you're special in this regard. When you retired, you still had it. You were still great. There are some guys that are basically forced into retirement because they're not as effective. You were brilliant in your last year. Was there ever a moment, not now, because like you said, you're having a great time, but maybe right after retirement, after 13, where you said, man, I got the itch. I want to go back. Maybe I want to give it one more try. Has that ever occurred in the last 4 years?
No, that never occurred to me. Once I put my glove down, that was that. I knew that I wasn't coming back for one more pitch. So, I mean, I think that I did that for 19 years in the majors, actually 24 years total. So, I mean, I did what I wanted to do, and I thank God for that. And, you know, the time was right to move on. Mm.
Are you surprised what the Yankees have been so far this year, Mariano, after the kind of start, this young team that they are? How about that?
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, they're capable. You know, you see these youngsters doing what they're doing. It's amazing. You know, I mean, it's fun to watch them, fun to see what they're doing, and giving the city of New York a good hope. So, I mean, hopefully they continue. You know, they have a great team, so they are contenders. They cannot take the Yankees lightly.
Going back to the beginning, 1995, when you first get called up, you're a starting pitcher in the minor leagues. When you were first told that you were moving to the bullpen, how did you take it? Did you take it as a negative? What was your reaction initially when you were told you were moving to the bullpen?
Oh, no, I was okay with that. I was cool with that. I mean, I didn't care. As long as I was in the big leagues, I have an opportunity to help the team in somewhere. You know, I just wanted to be in the big leagues. So, I mean, for me, that wasn't an issue. That wasn't a problem at all. I mean, I know that I was in the team, and I have to do something that they want me to do in different ways. So my thought was that I had to help the team as much as I came from the bullpen. So I had to prepare myself for that.
And, you know, what I mean? I'll never forget, we're talking to the great Mariano Rivera, the first year when you weren't the closer yet, 1996, Wetland was the closer, and you were the setup man to him. And to me, that's the year that you, in my mind, you really took off, Mariano. I thought you were the MVP of the league that year, to be very honest with you. I that's how valuable you were, and you weren't even closing games yet at that point. How about that year? And you guys, of course, went on to win the World Series that year as well. How about that 96 year? You're actually the setup man for Wetland. How about that?
Hey, guys, I mean, that year was special. You know what I mean? The whole bullpen, we had a tremendous bullpen, and I end up being the settlement for John Wetland, one of the best guys, you know, a good friend of mine and a good teacher. But at the same time, you know, we just having fun. You know, it's like this boy
right now.
You know, the difference that we have a little bit older players, you know, more mature, more veterans, you know, and things like that. But it was fun. I mean, pitching the 7, the 8, sometimes the 6, 7, 8. But the matter was that we were doing it for the team. It was a team, not was social individual players and trying to some or two players chime. We were 25 players pulling for the same goal and purpose. So, I mean, it was amazing, though. 96, to me, was the beginning of great career.
And Joe said that was one of the great relieving years of all time. He threw 107 innings
phenomenal.
Out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
I think it was recently Andrew Miller, who's become a tremendous reliever, commented how he still thinks he could be a starting pitcher, that if given the opportunity again, he could start. Did that ever go through your mind, especially early on, of, hey, I'm pretty good at this bullpen role, but, man, it'd be something if I got another chance at starting. Did that ever cross your mind?
No. That never crossed my mind. You know, I know that I was where I needed to be. You know, I think that that was the best move that the Yankees did, putting me in the bullpen. You know, I think they were more – I was more helpful in the bullpen than in the rotation. So I was fine. I was happy with that, and I think that the results were there.
Talking to the great Mariano Rivera, you had so many great moments, Mariano. I mean, we could go on and on. You know, you won 5 championships. So everything that you did, all the phenomenal years. Was there one moment that sticks out more than any? Just one moment where you say, that really was the most special moment I had. Is there any one of those?
I mean, there were a lot of them, though. When you won 5 World Championships, you know, it's
right,
not easy.
Right.
They all special. But to me, guys, to tell you the truth, to me, it wasn't a moment on the field, though. To me, it was just representing the New York Yankees. To me, it was putting that uniform day in and day out for 19 years. That was amazing. To me, that was the most precious thing that ever happened to me in the game of baseball. Because, I mean, I took that serious. I took that as a challenge. And not only that, wearing the number 42, you know, who represent, you know, and I was the last one to use it, to wear the number 42, representing minority, representing Mr. Jackie Robinson for all those years, what he did and what he opened, the door that he opened for us. I mean, all that, you know, for me, that was important. That was priceless. That was something special. And the game was, I mean, so many opportunities, so many events, yes, but just wearing the uniform and representing the New York Yankees, that was my time.
Did you get to wear 42 right from the beginning, even in the minor leagues? Were you always wearing that number?
No, not really. I mean, I wear number 14, 5, 58 when I came up, you know, for the first time. And then they sent me down when I came up again. They gave me 42. You know, I mean, it's something. I mean, the Lord works in a mysterious way. You know, he always has been there for me, and he opens the door for me. So, I mean, they're giving me number 42. I didn't even know what the number represented at that time.
Wow.
You know, so, I mean, but again, you know, it was the purpose of God.
When did you learn about the origin of 42 and the history of 42?
Oh, when everything was said and done, when everything was, the number 42 was retired, you know, and that I knew, and I started, oh, let me find out about this, you know, and then start learning and finding all the things that Mr. Jackie did and what he stand for. So I took that as a challenge. Mm. I took that as a privilege that the Lord allowed me to wear that number, and I didn't take it lightly. So everything that I did, it was like wearing the pinstripes for the New York Yankees, in a sense.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, it was something special, something that I always will treasure, you know. And it was amazing knowing that he opened the door for many others to come.
You know, Mariano, Yankees, Red Sox tonight open a big series. Both teams, you know, right there, 2-game difference, first and second place in the division. You had a lot of moments against the Red Sox, you know, most of them good, but there's some not so good. How about the Yankee Red Sox rivalry that you were part of? Because you were part of it. As good as it got there for a while. How about that?
Yeah, the Yankee Red Sox rivalry is amazing. You know, something that is amazing, like Real Madrid and Barcelona, the Clásico, or something
right,
like
right,
that.
Right,
you know,
right,
magical,
right, right.
Something special. You know, something that baseball fan look for. You know what I mean? It's something that you can describe it. You have to be in the mix of it. You have to be on the field. You feel the bump and the bruises. And you know, at the end, it's something that you just appreciate. You know, because there's no more other words to describe that rival, because it's amazing. Both teams can be in top or on the bottom, but at the same time, when they play each other, it's like, you know, you're playing for the World Series. And that's great.
What was it like opening day at Fenway in 2005 when the Red Sox fans gave you quite an applause? They showed appreciation to you, Mariano.
I mean, it's amazing. You know, it's amazing. I mean, I know it was. I wasn't. They were joking at the same time. But I tell you what, they beat us. You know, they won, and you give credit to who deserves credit. So that's the way it is. You know, that's the way. How I respect the game, how I respect the organizations, and you move forward. You know, I mean, I guarantee you, they give me another shot. They won't be clapping like that.
Not many guys had any success against you, Mariano. Let's be honest, there wasn't too many guys. Was there one guy though that you had? This guy, he gives me trouble. I mean, was there one guy that you pitched, you know, all the years that maybe gave you trouble more than anybody else did?
That was Edgar Martinez. Early in my career, he was, oh my God, that's
right,
amazing.
Right.
The guy was amazing. But at the same time, you know, it was a battle. I mean, nothing. When you play the game for 19 years, I mean, the organization that you're facing 19 times every year, they will see you. They will see you, you know, and it will be a battle. So, I mean, I took that challenge and we move forward with that.
Mm. I think one of the more difficult things about closing is that, you know, you give up a couple of runs, you lose a game. It's the ability to bounce back, especially in New York where you're dealing with the media and you're dealing with the fans. How are you able to kind of brush off those rare blown saves? Because they were rare. They didn't happen very often. But what was kind of your strategy to overcoming that bad loss one night and trying to bounce back the next day?
Well, I mean, strategy on that, guys. I mean, you have to know the game, and you have to know that you're going to win sometimes. Most of the time, you're going to lose sometimes, you know, and I play my percentage. I play that, and I it's not that I was happy to lose because I hated it. But at the same time, you know, I know that's going to happen. So I don't pay attention to that. I just move forward and just shake it off and be ready for tomorrow. So, I mean, that was simple. You know, I didn't try to put a lot of stuff on that. Yes, simple. But at the same time, guys, I gotta go, man. I have an event here with the Hartford that we have to do, and then you guys talking too much. So I gotta go.
All right, Mariano. Take care, Mariano. Good talking to you, man.
The great Mariano.
All right, guys. Take care, guys.
Be well.
He's in the Bronx on behalf of the Hartford Junior Fire Marshal Program. The Hartford is celebrating the 70th anniversary of its Junior Fire Marshal Program. It's going to make a $20,000 donation to the Bronx Public School District and New York Fire Department to support and promote fire safety education.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.